Does Pat mention to you the meeting of Mr. and Mrs. John Town? Who has an old pen pal of yours, which she is having in for tea tomorrow afternoon, when she was young enough? Or she wants to bring them over to your office, Mr. and Mrs.
Oh, and I won't be here tomorrow.
That's the problem. Have you told her that you won't be here?
No, no, we didn't discuss it.
So I didn't want to say you weren't going to be here because...
No, she knows I'm not going to, I'm going down. Sorry, they won't.
She doesn't know that you're going down.
Yeah, she does all the time.
She's been trying to see Bo about this. Steve suggested to her that she bring them over here for a cup of coffee or something tomorrow morning before the tree planting. And she said no, that she wanted to do it in the afternoon. Over here anyway, the tree planting.
I'll just wear it out when she gets back. Or they'll have to... I don't know. I don't think I know the fellow at all. Maybe somebody that probably has written and has had answers back.
Sure it is.
For me, well, I think, isn't it?
Just to say. That's why, probably why she wants to have for tea.
Somebody was saying, well, if she does, Maddie, what you can do is to get them over to say hello to me. Speak if I'm going to leave, you know. And just do that independently so that I can say hello to them and then she can have them for tea later.
Where am I? 5:10. Okay. Are you going to be here tomorrow?
No.
Okay, now, do you want to, I think we got Senator Brooke moved up. So, he wanted to talk about what he's doing with businessmen on the economic philosophy.
And he doesn't really need to, I see.
I don't think so either. We're turning over to McCracken, and McCracken's been...
I suppose he can't hold his hand.
...working with him. No, he's been doing pretty well, but...
You want to run him in some...
Paul's saying that what he's maybe is squeezing, like, between a couple of events, let Paul bring him in and just say what a great job Tax is doing or something.
I guess you got to do it.
It's been a while. No, it hasn't either. He was at the voluntary action thing, wasn't he?
Well, he's had lots of events, but you know what they all want. They all want to come in and spend, time, and there just isn't. That's, well, it's one or two Jews out in the Midwest, so...
Anything rather than an appointment might be worthwhile. You know, have a between things.
You've got to be bigger. It's got to be at least 15 minutes or long. You can't. It isn't worth it. It ought to be held with that if we can.
Vice President, at your request on doing some college campuses, and they haven't been able to find any they think they're safe to go on. He's suggesting that he not try for a while.
Good. That's too late this year, anyway. I think that's strongly about it.
No, I know. That's what he's talking about. Are you still thinking about going to the Grove?
Oh, yes, I am. But I don't tell anyone.
There's an interesting Walter Trojan who's been pushing for it, wrote Rose, and he's writing now saying, with deep regret, I'm compelled to urge against any presidential visit to the Grove this summer, even for the briefest of visits. I studied the camp, talked to the officers and directors, more than camp members and club members, none of us spoke. Club is concerned but not fearful about safety. They saw that. What does concern them is unpleasantness. There's only one approach road, and that's admirably suited for demonstrations.
Oh, yeah.
They're also concerned about the press, which could not be admitted, and who behaved badly when Barry Goldwater was a guest as a candidate. They hired boats and patrolled the river and wrote side pieces.
Yeah, yeah. Good. Yeah. Well, I'm glad he included it. Good.
It's interesting. He says, directors and members would love to have him, but are aware he can't come on the old terms of companionship that he can never forget, that things can't be the same as Herbert Hoover knew, which is why he never came as president. Finally, the club...
If you think it was hard, finally what?
The club has its critics who would be happy to seize on a presidential visit to embarrass the club.
That's right.
Including publicity.
No Negroes.
I'm sure everyone pleasures must come. The president wouldn't want his fellow club members to blame themselves for it. They're with him almost to a man, would like to see, but doubt that this summer is the time that the Grove is...
Great, good. Thank you very much, though. He's absolutely right.
He's been pushing for it, of course, before. And we can chop her in and out to
go
over the...
No, I'm against it. I wasn't keen on it anyway.
Give the guy credit.
Bob, can you imagine? getting away with that, with that kind of switch.
Never, tear them apart.
Switch, maybe, and say, for the police, whatever, of course, the, that's why I know that in our case, when we go out with this family assistance, that's other nonsense. Before, we can credit them with bullshit. They're not going to do it. They know who their friends are about. You do not want to. Over a period of time, you'll generally have some accretion of support among just people that don't know anything. It's honored and it's well recognized. We have to do that as a domestic maneuver. Because if we don't, they're going to chop us to pieces if they're going to care about the environment. Nobody can do that with us on the environment. We really, we defuse that issue. And frankly, we defuse the help.
You should be sure you just defuse it, not get caught up in it and start believing that it's...
That's the thing.
You know, cause.
Well, this morning, getting back somewhere, the guy the night in all in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Jesus Christ, that's bad scheduling. She, of course, I guess, accepts them herself, but... You see, she doesn't have anybody over there in the office that has any goddamn sense about things not to accept. She should never have gone to Oklahoma.
Well, she isn't as good as you are staying out of it herself, so someone else can take the heat for it. She... People get at her, and she's...
My God, the schedule they got her doing also. Could be a hell of a day. And my daughter will go home in the next month.
Well, that's it.
We're really
it didn't make any sense for her to go to Tulsa.
Well, the
same city as you're going to.
On the other hand, it's all right. It won't do any harm.
The more that she does, the better.
Yeah, at least we could put her in. I just wish I could have selected the event. Put her into Texas or some other place. I mean, it's an alley in my opinion on the mayor's opinion.
If there was any doubt in your mind, I can confirm that you were absolutely right. That we just found out this morning that there's an intelligence report that they're planning a huge demonstration against NATO. 10,000 demonstrators are trying to put together.
Here?
No, at the thing, in Indianapolis.
Who's they?
I don't know. Adams.
She's against NATO, you see? This proves the communist direction. Now, NATO has nothing to do. It's a peaceful thing. It's there. It's been there. And here, for Christ's sakes, these people, they eat up.
That's for the particulars on it.
They eat up on Vietnam. Now they go on that.
Their thing is that they're going to have a big demonstration of some kind. It sure as hell is a good thing not to be at.
There had been no announcement that I had, that I was going naturally without being invited, of course, but I should not go.
There's been a lot of talk about whether you're coming because, in effect, you called the conference, so they look at it that way, but that's...
I wonder if we can, probably can, if I can go. I guess you can go. That's made these bastards. I am convinced, and their one weakness, I don't know whether it were anybody else, but we have John Irwin over there, and yeah, they find out. I think there's a lot of communist direction behind these things.
Yes, it's so well controlled, and it's...
So well controlled, and also the issues they pick.
And the fact that it's the same guys, you know, the Rennie Davis and all those people that move around running these things, putting them together. Just out of time.
And not as bad off. We look at the situation, we say, isn't it terrible, we have demonstrations. Now, it's true, though, we didn't have much. You know, in our city visits before, NATO demonstration proves to me that the ending of the war isn't going to stop the demonstrations. See, I just feel that it's... Do you agree or not?
Yeah, I think... I don't know. The end of the war isn't going to stop that.
Take a lot of steam off, though.
That ever, but it... The, I think just the failure of the demonstrations is going to take a lot of the steam out. Except a lot of people come to them who don't care about the purpose of it. They're there because it's something they didn't. There's a good chance that
we all want to be together. I saw it was a regular CBS show, The Hard Ad.
It's a series called, but it's almost that generally they don't go outside. Generally it's always just a set in that house and it's just the four people. The
man and his wife.
Hard Hat. Guy and his wife and the daughter and the hippie husband. And it's just kind of counterplay between the generations and between the culture and the Hard Hat type. And it's basically a downplay of the Hard Hat.
the buildup of the heavy.
It's not a successful show. It's not. It got a big audience at first, apparently, and then has lost it fast. Which is maybe why they're turning to homosexuals and stuff as a way to try and jazz it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good. The guy that plays the hard guy. He's got many of his sons. When the hell ever that word come learn that there's some audience on the right. Maybe that's the problem. Square, decent.
What movies they make that are decent get good box office, and yet they argue that they have to go to the sex stuff to get people into the movies.
Either way that you were, the way it happened would be quite honest.